fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver?
Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, stood in the store at Eagle Pass waiting for his order to be taken. He listened attentively as the storekeeper and another customer talked of an event that had taken place the night before.
Yep, like I was saying, Jed, that outlaw Dirk Nelson is brazen as all get out. Him and that gang of his. And what happened last night has the whole town talking.
Now, the way I heard it, he rode up to Jose Mendoza's place while the old man was away and persuaded his daughter Lola to go away with him and his gang.
Yeah, that's right. She left a note for the old man saying she was going of her own free will to marry Nelson, so not to try to find her.
Uh-huh. And then Nelson and the gang drove off some of old Jose's best cattle to boot, seems like.
Well, that's right. Nobody can figure out what it could have made Lola Mendoza go away with that outlaw, with him and his gang robbing cattle from her father to boot.
She always seemed like a mighty nice sort of girl to me.
Well, I know. What she's done has got people wondering and tongues wagging, I can tell you.
What's the sheriff got to say about it?
Well, at first he reckoned Lola might have been forced to go along with the gang, sort of kidnapped-like. When he found out she packed up most of her belongings and took them with her, he thinks maybe she went of her own free will.
Oh, so she took her belongings with her, eh?
Yep. You know, they say Nelson's sister's with the gang, and that she's as tough as he is, almost. Lola Mendoza's a fool to get mixed up with people like that.
She sure is. Hard to figure out, with her having everything she wanted at home and all. Never can tell what young girls will do these days. Well, let's see. You want anything else?
No, I guess that's all. I'll take my packages and get along home. So long, Jed.
So long, so long. What do you want, Indian?
Me want supply. Here, this. You get them ready. Me come back later.
Sure, sure. I'll have them all ready for you in half an hour. You come back then.
Me do it.
After returning to the store and getting his supplies, Tonto left town and rode into the hills to the camp which he shared with a Lone Ranger. He told the masked man what he had heard in town.
Lola Mendoza has been well brought up. From what I've heard, she's a very sensible girl. It's strange she willingly go away with an outlaw like Dirk Nelson.
You think maybe him force girl to go with gang?
Not exactly, Tonto. I don't think from what you've heard around town that Nelson forced her to go with him at the point of a gun. But I have a feeling there's a strong reason why she went. Not that she liked him personally. He's certainly not the type that a girl like Lola could admire. I've thought of a plan I'd like to try, Tonto. While I work on a disguise, I want you to go across to Piedras Negras and buy a certain fancy outfit I'll need.
Me go. If not, take long.
I'll give you a letter to mail to the authorities in Mexico City while you're over there. I happen to know Jose Mendoz came from there. I want to make certain inquiries about him. I hope before long to find out what's behind Lola Mendoza's actions in going with Dirk Nelson and his gang.
That night at the cafe in Eagle Pass, two rough-looking men stood leaning on the bar. They looked up with casual interest when a tall, well-built man, dressed as a typical gay caballero, entered and made his way to a place nearby and engaged the barkeep in light banter. Had he not known, even Tonto would never have recognized the Lone Ranger in his clever disguise and fancy native dress.
Such a happy place as this is to my liking, senor. Most of the time, you Americanos are too busy to get the pleasure out of life, no?
I gotta admit, you look happy enough, stranger.
You didn't look for them fancy clothes once.
That
hombre's really fixed up fancy.
You what they call a gay caballero, huh?
Oh, perhaps that is so, senor. I don't know.
The way that senorita Lola Mendoza here in Eagle Pass went for that outlaw Dirk Nelson. I can't say your country women are very particular, mister.
So, I hear about that hombre.
Well, they say he's plenty tough. But he's got what it takes when it comes to handling a gun, using a rope, or fighting.
Oh, perhaps that is just talk, senor. Sometime I would like to meet these Nelson.
Maybe you think you could beat him at doing all those things, huh?
Maybe, but I did not say so, senor.
I'd like to be around if you ever did come up against Nelson. Just to see what had happened. He'd probably lop your ears off.
Caramba, that I would not like. Without the ears, I would look like the weasel, Brad. Huh?
I'd like to have that hombre meet Dirk. We could sort of build him up to Dirk and then see what happens.
Yeah. If Dirk is told somebody's better at something than he is, he always wants to prove it right away. We could have some fun with that caballero in camp. I'm going to speak to him.
Hey, you!
You want to speak to me, senor?
Yeah. I heard you say that sometime he'd like to meet Dirk Nelson. Somehow, I figured you'd be the type that didn't like outlaws.
Oh, I'm most curious about these Nelson, that's all, senor. I have not expressed my feeling about outlaws one way or the other.
You mean you might even mix with them if you had the chance?
Oh, but of course, senor.
Yeah, I got an idea. Let's go outside where we can talk private.
See, I'm ready.
Come on, then.
When now?
What is the idea, Sid?
I am listening, senor.
It was your idea, Wes, to take him to camp. You said
take
something.
Take it easy, Sid. I don't know what you're driving at, but I'm afraid...
You said you'd like to see what happened if this hombre met up with a certain person, didn't you?
Yeah, but I...
Yeah, I'd sort of like to see that myself. And you know, we talked about how having that Mendoza girl around won't be good for the gang. Maybe this gay caballero could change things a bit if Dirk didn't kill him off first.
You speak of this senor Dirk. You know him, senor?
Yeah, we sure do. How'd you like to meet him? Maybe even join his gang?
Well, such an idea is new and most sudden.
I guess he's scared of Dirk after all, Sid.
Yeah. All looks and talk with nothing to back it up.
So, you would insult Carlos Lopez, huh?
Hey, put down that gun.
Man alive, what a quick draw. Now, look, Carlos, we just wanted to see how you'd act. We weren't trying to insult you.
Oh, in that case, Carlos will accept your apology, no? Now I put the gun away, so.
But if it wasn't just talk when you said you'd like to meet Dirk Nelson, why don't you come with us?
Very well, senor. You have talked me into it. And this Senorita Mendoza, she's most beautiful, no?
Come along and see for yourself, Carlos. Maybe she'll fall for that gay caballero stuff.
Yeah. But you'd better be as good as you say you are, Carlos, or you'll wind up with one of Dirk's bullets in your hide. Now let's get our horses and get going.
For some time, the Lone Ranger rode with Sid and Wes, until finally they turned in at an old farmhouse several miles south of Eagle Pass and pulled rein.
Hold on.
Steady. Come on, Carlos, this is it.
Yeah. Better be on your toes. You'll meet Dirk Nelson in a few minutes.
Perhaps he will not like having you bring company to these places, senor.
You won't be company. Once here, you'll have to stay.
Oh, that depends, amigo. If I'm happy, then I shall stay, no?
Happy or not, you're stuck with us now, Carlos. Let's go inside.
Huh? Bueno.
Now, hi, Liz. It's me and Wes. We brought somebody with us.
Who is it?
Meet Carlos Lopez. Calls himself a gay caballero. Carlos, this is Liz Nelson.
So, it is such a pleasure, senorita. I've looked forward to these meetings.
He's all right, Liz. He's willing to join the gang.
I'll bring him in to meet Dirk.
Come on, Carlos.
Well, he's a tall, dark, and handsome caballero, all right.
Hey, Sid. Who's that hombre? Why don't you bring him here?
Now, don't get riled up, Dirk. What he says, he'll be a good hombre to have with the gang.
What he says? You mean you let him talk you into bringing him here?
But no, senor. They have talked me into coming here for to meet you and to join your gang.
What's your name?
I am called Carlos Lopez, senor. And you are the great Dirk Nelson, no?
Yeah. I'm Dirk Nelson.
This hombre is a gay caballero, Dirk. All the senoritas back home call him that.
But I did not say that, senor Wells.
Sure you did. We heard you, didn't we, Sid?
Yeah, that's right. And he can outshoot, outrope, and outfight any hombre around here. Told us that himself, too, eh, Wes?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, but you have made a mistake. I did not
say...
If you said it,
stick by it, Carlos, if you got the nerve.
He'll have a chance to show his nerve before we're through with him. You can bet on that. Liz, bring Lola out here from the other room. We'll watch her and see if she happens to recognize this hombre.
All right, I'll get her. Lola, Dirk says for you to come out here.
Must I always be disturbed like this?
Come on out here and stop the chatter.
Very well, senor. I have come out.
So, I hear of the beautiful senorita Lola Mendoza. There is much talk in town about her.
Do not believe all you hear, senor. I am surprised to find one of my countrymen in this place without us.
What is good enough for such a one as you, senorita, is also good enough for Carlos Lopez.
She didn't know him, Dirk.
I know. Shut up. After you're married to me, Lola, you won't be able to talk like that about outlaws.
So, the senorita is to marry the head of the outlaw gang, huh? You do not seem like a very gay bride to be, Senorita Mendoza. You are too beautiful to look so sad.
Gracias, Carlos. It is most good to hear someone speak kindly. I shall go to my room now, but we shall talk again, amigo. Buenas noches, senor.
Buenas noches, senorita.
You better watch out, Dirk. Carlos might cut you out with Lola.
Look, Carlos, forget about Lola.
But she is so difficult to forget, senor.
You better do as Dirk says if you know what's good for you, mister. Seems to me you've done a little bit too much boasting and talking for your own good anyway.
Maybe he can do all he says he can, Liz. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe he can.
All of you will know before long. Because in the morning I'm going to make him prove everything he told you, hombres. And what's more, Carlos, before we let you stay with this gang, you're going to pull a job to prove yourself. And if you don't go through with it, the whole gang will use you as a target and riddle you with lead.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. Posing as a gay and carefree caballero, the Lone Ranger had managed to get to the hideout of the Dirk Nelson gang. Angered by the Lone Ranger's seeming attention to Lola, Dirk swore that he would force the masked man to prove how good he was at shooting, roping, and fighting, and also that he planned to have the Lone Ranger pull a job to show he really wanted to join the gang. For a moment, Dirk glared at the tall figure before him, who stood with an amused smile on his lips. Then the outlaw leader spoke again.
Gay caballero, huh? Maybe you won't feel so gay when we get through with you.
Anger is not good for your digestion, Senor Dirk. Perhaps after a good night's rest you'll feel better, huh?
You know, Carlos, I'm beginning to like you. Tain't often I see anybody stand up to my brother Dirk like that.
Gracias, Senorita Nelson. I have not intended to anger your brother. He is fine sometime. It is better to be gay and happy like Carlos, no?
Shut up. Sid, take him to the bunkhouse with you and Wes and have the others meet him.
Right, Dirk.
Keep your eye on him, too. In the morning, I'll tell you all what I plan to have Carlos do. Maybe then it'll be my turn to laugh. Now get going.
The following morning, after the gang had eaten, Dirk Nelson called them together in the clearing behind the house. Liz Nelson had brought the girl Lola out on the back porch to watch what went on. Dirk spoke to the group of men.
Listen, all of you. You've met the new hombre, Carlos Lopez, who's standing here beside me. Carlos has done a lot of boasting to Sid and Wes. This morning, I'm going to let him show us just how good he is at shooting.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, Dirk is the best in the territory.
You ready, Carlos?
Ah, but of course, senor. What is it we are to shoot at, huh?
Sid drew a target on a piece of paper and tacked it to the barn door over there. See it?
See. You wish, of course, that Carlos hit the bullseye, no?
If you hit the small bullseye Sid drew on that paper, you'd be a wonder. I'll shoot first. Three shots, however you want to space them. Here goes.
I saw the paper flutter. He hit it.
Carlos will miss that paper a mile.
No, another.
How did those two do, Sid?
Both of them only quarter of an inch from the bullseye, Liz.
Here's my third shot.
Right on the edge of the bullseye, Dirk.
How you getting there?
If I'm shooting as small as that paper is.
All right, smart fella. Now you try. Take as long as you want to get a bead on the paper.
Already I'm bored with this business. I shall get this over with quickly, senor.
Go on, stop yapping and shoot.
See, I shall shoot now.
See anything?
He must have missed the barn.
Yeah, I guess they all went wild, huh?
Hey, Dirk. Holy smoke, he shot so fast for a minute I couldn't find him. Yeah. But all three hit the bullseye dead center.
What? Sid's crazy. I'll have a look.
Yeah, see? Look there. Man alive, what's shooting?
But of course, Senor Sid. Did I not tell you, huh?
Well, I'll be swizzled. Oh, it is most wonderful, Carlos. Wonderful.
Holy smoke, he sure beat Dirk. That caballero sure can handle a gun.
Shut up, all of you. This is some kind of a trick. I'll show him how to use a gun with him as a target right now.
Not so fast, senor.
Oh, my thunder, he outdrawed Dirk.
That gun won't help you, Carlos. The men are all around you. Pull your guns, everybody. Now, Carlos, you don't have a chance. We'll disarm you and then give you a minute to run for it. You'll make a good target for us to practice on.
For a moment, the Lone Ranger thought quickly. He knew the men would follow Dirk's orders, and he was prepared to try to shoot his way out when help came from an unexpected source.
Hold on, Dirk. Just because Carlos bested you, you go and get sore. Maybe you're afraid he'll beat you at other things, too. Is that it?
He did too much boasting about himself.
No, senor. Sid and Wes have told you things that are not true. You have forced me to compete with you in the shooting match. So I have done the best I know how.
You're acting like a fool, Dirk. Carlos proved he's a good shot. And we need men like him with the gang.
Yeah, Liz is right. Carlos is all right with us, huh, fellas?
Put up your gun, Carlos.
The rest of you going about your business.
Liz, take Lola inside. As for you, Carlos,
see?
I'm not through with you yet. Not by a long shot. Tomorrow I'll see how good you are at other things.
As you say, Senor Dirk, I shall do my best to win. But it is all in fun, no?
During the next few days, Dirk Nelson tried in every way to outmatch and belittle the man he knew as Carlos. A slow anger seethed within him as he realized that not only his sister Liz and Lola were beginning to admire the tall, carefree stranger, but also the men admired him more and more. One contest followed another in Dirk's efforts to outdo the Lone Ranger. But even at wrestling, Dirk came out a poor second.
Hey, look at that hole.
Hey, watch out, Dirk. He's got an arm lock on Dirk.
I give up.
That is the third fall I've won, no? I shall help you up, Senor Dirk.
Get away from me. Clear out, all of you. I've had enough of this Caballero business.
Tomorrow, Carlos, you're going to pull that job I mentioned. If you don't, you'll never live to tell about it.
That night, after the men had gone to the bunkhouse, Dirk sat in the house with his sister Liz, making plans. Later, after the others were sleeping, the Lone Ranger quietly left the bunkhouse and started past the house toward the edge of a nearby wood. Just as he passed under one of the windows of the house, Lola called softly.
Carlos! Carlos!
Oh, it is you, Lola.
I was wondering how to warn you. Dirk plans a stage hold-up tomorrow near the old bridge. You are to ride with the gang.
How do you know this, senorita?
I heard Dirk talking to Liz. I listened at the door. He will go to Red Rock, and he will ride in the stagecoach. He plans to shoot at you when you ride to the stage.
It is good of you to tell me this, Lola.
You must not go with him, Carlos. You must leave tonight.
And you? You will leave tonight, perhaps?
No. No, I cannot. It is because of my father. I cannot tell you, Carlos, but you are... You must go now from the window. Liz may hear us. Buenas noches, Carlos.
Buenas noches, senorita.
Moving to the edge of the woods, the Lone Ranger gave a signal. Immediately, there came an answer.
Good. Tonto's there.
In a few minutes, Tonto appeared and walked to his friend's side.
Are you Kimasabi? You all right?
Yes, Tonto. You've been here every night.
Me wait for signal. Me go cross to Piedras Negras today. Get letter. Yeah.
Oh, the reply from Mexico City. Good. Listen closely, Tonto. Dirk Nelson has made plans, and this is what I want you to do.
Early the next morning, Dirk gave his orders. Then he left to catch the stage at Red Rock. That afternoon, the gang, including the Lone Ranger, who was still posing as Carlos, waited near the old bridge in an arroyo for the stage to appear.
Get up! Get along there!
Inside the stagecoach, Dirk sat with one other passenger to whom he paid scant attention. As the stage neared the old bridge, Dirk leaned out the open window expectantly. Then he saw the gang coming. Dirk noticed with satisfaction that the man he knew as Carlos was riding in front beside Sid. Quickly, he reached for his gun when...
You not draw.
Hey,
me have gun at your side.
What the...
Me take your gun now.
Why, you want to reach in us?
Reach quick.
You'll be sorry in a few minutes.
No, you'll be sorry.
What's that?
Sheriff and posse come. Catch gang. Get you.
Easy.
Get out, Nelson.
Carlos. But you talk different.
Get out, I said.
Let go of me, I'll shoot.
Oh, you want another contest, huh? Fine.
I hated you as Carlos, and I hate you more knowing you tricked us.
I've had enough of you. This will fix you.
No.
Well, looks like you handle things pretty well, mister. Here, Tonto, I brought your horse with us.
This man who sent note.
You mean you're the one?
That's right, Sheriff. What about Liz Nelson and the girl, Lola?
I sent a few men out that place to get him. He ought to be along any minute now.
Hey, Carlos, I don't savvy.
Ask the sheriff. He'll tell you.
His voice, it's different.
Look, here come men with woman and girl.
Carlos, you're still alive. I'm so glad.
Lola Mendoza. I don't know what you think of that outlaw Dirk now, but I tell you...
Well, he meant nothing to me, senor. I cannot tell you.
I can. Here's a letter from Mexico City, Lola. I guess the whole Dirk had over you.
Carlos, but you speak so strangely now. You do not sound like Carlos.
You'll have to forget Carlos, Lola. Now, that letter says your father was once hunted for murder in Mexico. There was a mistake. He had been cleared.
Gracias, senor. Dirk, he was going to tell the law. That is why I went with him and promised to marry him.
I told him not to get mixed up in such a plan. Now look at him. Lying there where Carlos... I mean, a stranger knocked him.
Sheriff, you can settle things here, I guess. Come on, Tonto. Adios.
Adios. He is gone. Carlos. My gay caballero has suddenly changed so.
I guess you have to forget Carlos like he told you, Lola. See, the man who's riding away is someone else now. An hombre who usually wears a mask and has dedicated his life to law and order. He's the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.